An Italian judge has issued arrest warrants for 13 CIA agents. They're charged with kidnapping a terrorist suspect in Milan 2 years ago. Judicial investigators believe it is a case of extraordinary rendition. That's when U.S. agents pick up terror suspects abroad, then take them to a third country for questioning. In those countries, authorities often use torture during interrogations. From Rome, NPR's Sylvia Pagioli reports.
The arrest warrants list names that are believed to be fake, except for one, Robert Selden Lady, officially a former diplomat but believed to have been the CIA station chief in Milan. Leo Sisti, a reporter for the weekly L'Espresso, has closely followed the case of the man known as Bob.
He fought to retire in Italy, and so he bought a villa in Piedmont. And he was, of course, suggested to flee Italy because, of course, he was one of the members of the CIA who could be arrested.
Selden and the others, none of whom are in Italy, are charged with the kidnapping of an Egyptian imam known as Abu Omar, who disappeared near his home in Milan in February 2003. A witness told Italian police she saw several men grab Abu Omar on the sidewalk and push him into a van and drive off. Investigators say they have evidence that Abu Omar was taken first to a U.S. base in Italy and then flown to Egypt, where he was taken into custody. His current whereabouts are unknown. Abu Omar's disappearance was filed as a missing person case and forgotten until 15 months later, when he unexpectedly placed a call from Cairo to his wife in Milan in which he described the abduction and said he had been beaten and tortured in an Egyptian prison. Italian police intercepted the call because a wiretap was still in place on his phone. Abu Omar was a radical preacher and Mujahideen fighter in Bosnia and Afghanistan, who Italian police were about to arrest before he disappeared. Corriere della Sera journalist Guido Olimpio said Italian police had little difficulty in tracking down the CIA suspects.
They made a lot of mistakes. They used a mobile phone to contact the consulate, American consulate in Milano. They used the same phones to call Del Langley.
The CIA headquarters.
Yeah, right. They used the same phones to call their houses in the States.
And in the 2 months before and after the abduction, the suspects, including three women, stayed at five-star hotels in Milan, Venice, and a seaside resort.
What it seems to say, loud and clear, is that they didn't consider this an undercover operation.
Tana De Zulueta is a senator in the center-left opposition.
Otherwise, I don't think they would ever have left so much evidence.
The opposition has unsuccessfully sought information from the Italian government on whether it gave the green light for the Abu Omar operation. De Zulueta says the arrest warrants for CIA agents fit in with what U.S. officials have revealed about extraordinary renditions.
The United States government has to clarify both to its own citizens and to Italian citizens on what grounds it's violating our laws in order to pursue its own security agenda.
U.S. officials have not commented on the warrants. According to a U.S.-Italian treaty, a U.S. citizen who commits a crime here can be extradited back to Italy. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.